Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Welcome in, friends, to another episode of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Before we get into the subject matter at hand, please follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media. I'm on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. And you can follow the show at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. You can buy our swag at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves and become a producer. Get our interviews ad-free before anybody else with athletes and celebrities. Patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. So during this weekend, we have about 60 games that you could watch on any programming, whether you have ESPN, TNT, MLB Network, your local programming, whatnot. It looks like it's going to be a very jam-packed weekend, which has been kind of an interesting development for a lot of people because it's all coming back at one time and there's going to be overload for a lot of people. But that's on the surface level of this. And I think this is something that a lot of sports fans have been trying to avoid and keep out of this part of their life right now. But I mentioned this on one of the other shows on the network, on The Good Brothers, that movie fans and television fans have been impacted by COVID-19 much more directly because no movies are coming out. And the movies that are coming out are going to come out worldwide and not in the United States. So there's always that chance for spoilers. Here in the United States, though, sports been gone for 2 months, was a little rough, but there's always downtimes in sports throughout the year. Now they're back. And now there's the real opportunity of seeing baseball being stopped. And as of this recording, it is Saturday morning here in the beautiful city of Chicago. You can't ignore what is now being part of reality. And you know me here on Sports from the Couch, everywhere on Mercado Airwaves, on the radio show here in Chicago at Outreach Radio Chicago. I don't BS you. I don't have an agenda. I don't try to persuade you. All I do is I tell you how I'm feeling, what I see, what I think are the dotted lines being connected. And what we've seen here last night is Rob Manfred telling Tony Clark, the executive director of MLBPA, the Players Association, that if they don't do a better job of managing the coronavirus when it comes to social distancing, wearing a mask, making sure they're not spitting, shaking hands, the stuff that was part of this protocol, they can shut down for the season. And Major League Baseball wants to get to the playoffs because that's where the money is really coming for them this season. They're not getting anything from merchandise and from fans in the stands and all the other things that start bringing in that revenue. They need to find something to supplement not having ticket sales and beer sales. And that's what these playoffs, that's why they have extended playoffs in Major League Baseball specifically. But here we are. The Miami Marlins took it upon themselves to have a player meeting, not tell anybody, and almost single-handedly shut down the sport. And then we see a bunch of different teams between the Cardinals and the Brewers canceling games. The Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Orioles. It just goes on and on. One of my biggest complaints about this entire thing are people saying that radio pundits, podcasters, journalists, big time sports voices on that level are upset and rooting for that type of ending, for them to go away. That, how can you believe that? That's like saying the average human wants all the water to dry up. It's like, no, it's part of our ecosystem. We need it. But we have to be able to be objective about it. And whatever you believe the seriousness of it is, these are what the mandates are. This is what needs to get done to get to the finish line. And I don't know if it's a lot of players don't believe in it, if they're not worried about it because of their age, because of the fact that they're not part of that demographic that's susceptible to getting sick or having a really bad diagnosis of it. Although Freddie Freeman, we saw what happened. And I think for a lot of sports fans, they had this illusion of billionaires are not just smart, but they're also fans like us. Otherwise, why would they be owning a team? Well, because there's only 30 of them in each sport. 32 max, right? Like, it's an exclusive club to be in. It's like owning a special coin, a special car, a special boat, a cool trading card, that awesome piece of silverware, that plate, except it's a billion-dollar sports club. They've ran their numbers. They know not only that they're at a loss, but this is all for goodwill towards the fans. But if you have enough people who are going to bash your sport because you're not doing it right, and you got to think about this. We're 10% done with the season. 20% of the league has COVID at some point. That's crazy. 10% of the season done. Nearly 20% of your league hasn't played in like 3 days. I have always said my problem with the NBA during COVID-19 is using the word bubble. It was a campus. Maybe it's nitpicky and it's a minutiae detail, but the difference is they are in one location. Same thing with the NHL. The NHL is probably going to be a Stanley Cup champion. The NBA will probably determine an NBA Finals champion. We'll get the answers. We'll finish those two seasons just because of the model that they use. And I also think because of the seriousness of where they're at in their seasons, where it's championship push. Everybody said this, at least people who have accepted that COVID is part of the sports world now, for this season specifically. The NFL and MLB might get started. Can they get to the finish line? And not if, how long, but until there was going to be a cancellation. Major League Baseball said they couldn't do cities. They couldn't do designated cities and bubbles, and it just wasn't going to be part of it. That's kind of the word on the wire. It's a system that's set up for failure. You're traveling. You're going to hotspots. Lots of people on your roster. And old habits die hard, so baseball in itself is a gross sport. Trust me, I played it for a long time, up all the way through high school. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. If you go through my social medias, I was obsessed with sports these last few weeks, especially the last few days with baseball and the NBA. That was amazing Thursday and Friday. That Clippers-Lakers game started off slow and ended amazing. Don't get it twisted. I want these things to get to the end. I want to crown champions. I want life to get back. If not normal, I want to be done with COVID-19 as much as anybody else. But we have to be real. We have to be honest with ourselves that it is part of this conversation. And there is a chance that we lose baseball. And it's all because of how people aren't taking the mandate serious. These are what the rules have been laid down to you. This is how we try to get to the finish line. How many times have you seen a dugout? People not wearing face masks. People high-fiving. I get it's old habit, and I'm not judging them. I don't think they're bad people. I don't think they're doing this to kill your grandma, to kill my grandma. But we have to be conscious about these things. If not because we want to, you know, keep other people alive, to keep my abuela alive, to keep your auntie alive, to selfishly get to our sports ending, if that's how you want to look at it, cool. Again, no judgment. If you just want to look at it, it's like, get me my sports, let me get to a champion, let me be able to bet on it, then this is how we get there. We all have to pull the rope the same direction. NCAA football during this is showing us that each conference, and we've been talking about this forever, it's just going to be power conferences by the time this is all done with outside of the NCAA rules. But they're going to play only in conference. You even have the Notre Dame Fighting Irish joining the ACC to get into a conference so that they can have a schedule. Everything is going to be shortened. They're probably going to start later. We haven't heard anything from the Big Ten. Maybe the Big Ten goes to spring. It's hard to have this conversation and not have everybody on the same page of the importance of having people at the very least following the rules to try to get through this hump. And I said, I didn't think sports was going to be the thing that got people to that point. But I thought maybe canceling sports would. Having them back and then them being taken away again. Because by the time we know it, NBA will be done, the NHL will be done. And what's interesting is normally those two sports will be done already. But for this season, it's pretty crazy that we're watching them so late and now into August. But there's going to be a point where we're not getting preseason games in the NFL. And if baseball is gone, and had been canceled during that. And we don't know if football is going to happen. Maybe they backload everything and start later into 2020, even to 2021. Nobody knows about this second wave. Nobody knows about the regular flu season. The flu is horrible anyway. So what's going to happen when we have that mixture of people who have the quote-unquote regular flu and are feeling like crap and they're going to spread that and then we worry about COVID too? This thing is nowhere near done for those sports, for baseball and for the NFL, for college football. And it sucks that we have to talk about it that way. But we have to because there's a realism to it. We have to prepare ourselves for a moment like that. You even have Keith Olbermann tweeting out that executives are basically telling television companies to get ready for programming without baseball. This isn't some false flag. This isn't some cry wolf. This is something that's trickling down. The extent of it, nobody knows. But it's happening. I really just wonder, how are people going to react to having their sports and then it being taken away? I don't think the NBA goes anywhere. I don't think the NHL goes anywhere. I think they finished their seasons. I think they've, for the situation, for what it is, they've done a great job. The UFC is going to stay around here. We got to figure out where they're going to fight around as well, if they're going to stay at the apex. Major League Baseball has a real problem ahead of them. And I think the NFL does as well. There's a lot of players, a lot of staff, close contact, a lot of bodily fluid, a lot of old habits. I'm hoping for the best. I'm doing my part to try to get to the best. I hope everybody else is as well. Because it'd be a damn shame to stop what has been already an exciting start to not only the Major League Baseball season, but the idea of what's going to be a very interesting NFL season and what has already shown to be an awesome last ride for this season of the NBA and hopefully the NHL. Let me know, what do you guys think? Do you think the MLB cancels the rest of the season? Do we go on a hiatus? Do we crown a World Series champion? What are your thoughts about the NBA? I thought it looked really great. I love the games. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the next episode of Sports from the Couch. And of course, break down a little bit of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs up in Canada. But let me know, what do you guys think about all this going on? COVID-19, it's not going anywhere, and it's definitely impacting the sports world much more now than I think a lot of people thought it was going to. And I think a lot of people saw this coming. The real question is, what is next? Do we have to go through winning percentage for baseball? Does it not even matter because it's the Marlins? If it were the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees, the Red Sox, would it matter much more? These are all questions we're going to have to think about, not only at the moment, but later on in time. So let me know your thoughts. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and you can follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Download us, like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. You can also get our interviews ad-free and before anybody else over at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And wear the swag of the show at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy the games. Enjoy your weekend. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on Mercado Airwaves. I'm Mike Mercado.